That was a very generous act. That was an extravagant act. And I was thinking, how has God been generous towards us? So I have some verses we're going to look at. Nothing complicated, but we'll read through these, and maybe I'll have each person just take a number, and there's more people than there are numbers, but 20 scriptures that speak of God's generosity, and the evidence is great that God has been very generous towards us. But let's pray, and then we'll look at this. Father, thank you for this time that we have to set aside to think about your person, your attributes. And Lord, one that we don't talk about much is your generosity. And Lord, you have been so kind to us in Jesus Christ. And we pray that you would speak to our hearts today, that you would impress upon us the fact that Lord, you have been kind, and Lord, that we would respond appropriately. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. She's handing out a flyer.
I left the rest here,
you left the rest. How many? Okay. Did everyone get one?
Oh, I didn't get one to Karen.
How does that make you feel? That she forgot you.
She didn't forget me. She just...
Oh. Ooh. That's making me feel very bad. Okay. Well, we teach many times on God's attributes. We teach about God's holiness. We teach about his sovereignty. We teach about his infinite power. We teach he's omniscient God. He's a God of wisdom, a God of love. There are many attributes that we could zero in on, but I thought we'd just think about this one because of the sermon this morning. But let's think about God's generosity towards us who have believed in him. And God is a generous God. Thank you. All right. And we don't have to look very far. We can look at, for instance, creation. It's staggering to look at creation, and we're not going to do that this morning, but I just spent a vacation in the national parks, and God's beauty is abundant, his order, everything that he's done. And we know that the galaxies, the stars, and God created so much with his infinite power. We could look at the species. There's so much that we could say God has done in generosity to us. And of course, the greatest way that God has been generous to us is in Jesus Christ. He gave us his only son. It was the greatest generosity that ever could be done for us. He gave us eternal life. And there are times that we forget that God has been generous. He's been kind to us. We almost have to fight to remember how God has been so kind to us in Christ. And we could just list the ways here, and we'd probably spend the next, I'm sure we could fill an hour with everyone telling about God's abundant goodness to us. And I just listed 20 scriptures that we can meditate on, that we can think about, but and the evidence to show that God is generous, and maybe you're having trouble thinking that right now, God is generous. I don't see it. I don't really believe that right now. Well, these verses, I think, bringing them to your mind and recalling them and remembering them. So let's do that. Let's just have each person, I don't know, let's in your mind just pick a verse and read it. So number one, who will be a volunteer and read the number one? You got it? All right, real loud.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Okay. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. We know that He's forgiven us. He's saved us. He's adopted us as His own children. He's made us joint heirs with Christ. But every blessing of heaven, every blessing, staggering. And again, to recount all the ways that we've been blessed in Christ would be amazing. But there it says it, Ephesians 1:3, God has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. How about number two? Okay. Well, God's been generous and that He's lavished upon us. It's the word lavished. It's a word I don't use every day. Maybe you use it. But God has lavished upon you grace. God didn't give us a small amount of grace, but lavished it. And it says, out of His riches, God has done that. He's given us the grace of forgiveness. He's given us grace to know Him. He's given us grace to enjoy Him. He's given us grace to overcome sin in our life. He's given us grace to love others. And He's given us grace. He's been very gracious to make us like His beloved Son. He's conforming me to His Son. Those are just a few ways that God has lavished upon us His grace. How about number three? Oh, Cindy? Okay.
As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
Okay. God richly provides all things for us to enjoy. What amazing God. He richly has provided all things for us to enjoy. All things. That includes family, friends, food, sunsets, sports, arts, music, food. Oh, I already said that. The weather, books, laughter, the company of your wife or someone else. God has given us all things for our enjoyment. They're all things that we enjoy. They are gifts from God. And you can comment on any of these. Okay, number four. Okay, Ken?
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and him who knocks it will be opened. For what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good things to your children, how
Okay. God, much more. He gives us the things, the good things, when we ask. Health is a good thing. Healing's a good thing. What's another good thing that we can pray for that God gives? How about the salvation of your children? What good thing do you desire? God can give that to you.
Life.
What?
Life.
Yep. Yeah. Proverbs 18 says, "He that findeth a wife finds a good thing." Isn't that what it says? Somebody, yeah, finds a good thing. Okay?
Our family is in a season of life that our oldest just graduated, and we've homeschooled him the whole time, and one blessing that we are just thankful every day is that God entrusted those kids to us for their education, but he fulfilled his promises.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to imagine as much as you love your child. Because no one loves your child more than you do. And that's what I think made you the best qualified to teach him. But God loves him infinitely more. It's amazing.
Well, and using my deficiencies, let's just call it.
Great. Well, what number are we on?
Five.
Who's got number five? I saw four hands. Let's start here, and then we'll just work our way that way. Go ahead.
For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who want.
Okay. Our Father bestows favor, honor, every good thing, it says. And he's a protector, he's our shield, and he bestows favor and honor on us, and he loves to fill our lives with good things, especially spiritual things like joy, hope, peace. Those are all things that demonstrate that God has been very generous with us. How about number six? Okay.
He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
Okay. If God would do the big thing, give us his own son, would he uphold the lesser thing? I mean, that's what it's making argument for. If God did that which he did, he gave his own son for us. And the answer is, of course, no. No. He will also graciously give us all things. And so that's good to remember. I mean, we might not think God is being stingy or withholding from us, but if God gave us Jesus Christ, is he going to withhold a job from us? Is he going to withhold I mean, there's just a bunch of things that you can... He will do the things that he's promised. He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you leading. All right, number 7. Okay. Every good and perfect gift comes from our Father. And we know that God doesn't change. And this is a verse that when we speak of the immutability of God, the unchangeability of God, he wouldn't give us this beautiful world and send his Son to save us and then stop. Then change and stop giving us good gifts. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. It's ice cream, right? I'm thinking about ice cream. But God has given it. All right, number 8. Somebody will just read it for us. Okay. Was that number 8? Was it Psalm 31:19? 31:19. Did I put 9? My mistake. Did I put 9?
Here's 19.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah, that is one of my favorite verses. God has abundant goodness stored up for us. I mean, that's God being generous. He has bags and bags of grace. He's just waiting to pour out on us. God has blessings stored up for us. And you know, the same picture is stored up for those who have rebelled against God, that do not know God. Romans, I believe chapter 2 talks about having stored up wrath against yourselves. But he's stored up for us abundant goodness. How about 9? Number 9, yes. The Father's promised us. I like to see my children. I love to see my children joyful. You know, how much more does the Father long, love to see us full of joy? So he's telling us to ask whatever we desire. Okay. 10. Number 10.
How blessed is the one whom you choose and bring near to you to dwell in your courts. You will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, your holy temple.
Okay. God loves to satisfy us with his goodness. And I don't know who doesn't want to be satisfied in life, but God's desires that we be satisfied in him, in his person, in his goodness. I'm reminded of the story of, I think I told this story, but Dwight L. Moody's walking down a lane. Did I tell this story? I think I told it somewhere. Oh, well, maybe I didn't. But he's walking along, and he notices a barn. And on top of the barn is a weather vane. And it says, God is good. And he says, that's an inappropriate place to put the words, God is good. His friend said, "Oh, Dwight, I think you don't understand. You misunderstand the message. You know, God is good. God is good no matter which way the wind is blowing. God is always good." And he's thinking, well, he's not willy-nilly. He doesn't change his goodness no matter. He's always good. He's always, always good. And he can help us be content in all circumstances. How about number 11? Yes.
You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
Okay. Just as God is generous, he's enriched us to be generous. So, and we know that the result is so the thanks will go to him. And that God's promise, there's more joy in giving than receiving. It's more blessed to give than receive. And God wants us, God is so generous, he wants us to know the joy that he has in blessing others. How about 12? If you know Jesus Christ, if you have Jesus Christ, you are rich beyond our wildest imaginations. I mean, we don't, you know, we got to have the eyes of faith to see it, but we've been, you know, the verse we looked at, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I mean, it's staggering. It's staggering. We don't need this world to satisfy us because we have riches and joy in knowing God. And someday we're going to enjoy those riches and that we can't even imagine now. But they're true. How about number 13? We'll get through this, I think. There's no what? What? Who typed this up? Psalm 81, what's it say? What are we looking at? Number 13.
It happened because it's number
13. There's, oh, there's no, okay, what? Oh, okay, I was going to make something up here. No, I wasn't. Psalm 81, yep, Psalm 81, verse 10. Okay, and God told Israel, you know, if I did the big thing, delivering you from Egypt, then you can ask me to do lesser things, like provide for you, open your mouth wide, ask me for anything, ask me for big things, ask me for all that you need, I will fill it, I will answer your prayers. How about number 14?
I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears.
Number 14. Do I have Psalm 30? I gotta check my work here. Psalm 37, verse 7. I had the wrong verse again.
Great verse, though.
Yeah, they're all great verses, but. Yeah, how about verse 7? No. Let's see. Psalm
37
verse 4. Oh, 37. Or, okay, I put 34. It should be 37.
Okay. Yeah. 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Okay. Well, when our deepest desires are to know and to love Christ, of course, he's going to fulfill those desires. And God is so generous, he will fulfill the ultimate desires of our hearts. Like you know, you think that this may be hard. You know, a lot of people start to ask questions here, but things like your God desires a lot of things. Are you trusting the Lord for your children's salvation? How about 15? Good to remind ourselves of that verse. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And that's important to do, especially when we feel like our prayers are weak. God doesn't say He rewards those who pray the most incredible, powerful prayers. He promised to reward those who seek Him in their weakness. And we seek God because we need Him. Not because we're powerful. And our generous God rewards the weak who come to Him. How about 16?
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed.
Okay. And this, you know, he's generous in that He doesn't give us enough grace to just get by. He makes it abound. He abounds in every good work. He gives us grace to abound. God's goodness is abundant that He's stored up for us. How about 17? A farmer goes out and he plants his seeds. They're tiny, they're insignificant, they're small. But God causes these tiny seeds to grow. And it says the seeds turn into sheaves. So that's a reminder to keep praying to our lavish, generous, lavish God. Don't give up.
Not to give up.
Not to give up. Don't give up. Keep praying. Keep praying. Don't go weary of doing good, for in due season we'll reap. We do not faint. 18.
But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
Okay. I know I need God's wisdom for my life. I think in the context, this verse is talking about the fact that trials are really to our benefit, but the general principle is there. If we lack wisdom, we're to ask of God, and He's going to give it generously. I need God's guidance. I need His direction, especially in a trial. And He's promised to pour out His wisdom upon us. And there are verses that talk about God counseling us with His eye upon us. Number 19.
And my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
Okay. God's rich. The earth is the Lord and all it contains. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. God is rich. He promises to supply our every need. Not just some of our needs, but every need out of His riches. Out of His riches. And then the 20th one.
And
Okay. That's, you know, our life is to be a feast, a continual drinking, it says, from the rivers of delight, Jesus Christ himself. And someday we're going to dine with Christ, and that will be incredible. But his steadfast love, God has been very generous to us. And that, you know, I know you can probably have a lot of verses in mind that are evidence that God is extremely, extremely kind. He's extremely kind. And as the psalmist said, what shall I render? What shall I render to you, to the God who has done these things for me? It's incredible. And so that's the woman. She gave a gift back to Christ, but know that as much or anything that we can do out of our love and appreciation for the Lord Jesus Christ, he has done infinitely more. Infinitely more. So, I guess we have a few minutes, but we'll pray for our pastor, just for his travels, for safety in coming back. And you have any other comments or anything you'd like to share? Yes. Stop complaining. That reminds me of the verse, do all things without murmuring and disputing. But we have so much to be grateful for. Anyone else? Yeah, Keen.
I think the character of God should be developed in us, and looking at his generosity is a good reminder to also grow in generosity to others as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, are there maybe would a couple people like to pray for Daniel and Rachel as they're traveling, and then I'll just close this just with someone, Keen, and who's their other one?
Cameron.
Okay. I see that hand. Thank you for praying, but let's close in prayer.
Father, you are gracious and kind to us, and we are so grateful. Lord, I pray that we would be people that love you and are committed and devoted to you, like Mary, an extravagant devotion. Lord, how can we give to you that which costs us nothing? Grow in our encouragement of those who are our leaders.
grow in our love and knowledge of you, that you would give us desire to learn about you, Lord, that you would help us to do your will and not our own, not run after what we want, but grow a desire in us that matches your will. And Lord, we ask you to help us to not only let speak to people that just fall in our lap to give them the gospel, but that we would strive to make those opportunities to tell others about your glory and forgiveness. Lord, we thank you for this time, for this morning that you've given us, and we ask that you bless in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes, Lord, we pray for Daniel and Rachel. We pray for safety. We pray that you bring them back refreshed. Lord, we thank you for this week that's before us. May we give you the glory in all things and everything that we do. May we be found, Lord, serving you with joy and thankfulness for your generosity to us in Christ. Thank you so much. And we pray now that we go with your blessing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.